That's something I've been going to do. Another one of these things I've been going to do.
Well, you can just see it's a little bit later, just a little bit later, ain't it? You get around these farm ponds late in the evening, they just come in and grow.
Huh.
I believe it was October, they come here so much. Oh, maybe it's when the dove season opens. I never shoot one.
Okay. I like to hunt quail. First, I think. I'm shining dove in.
Seems like they have 10, a season.
11 years. Yeah, it's open now. It opens September 1st.
We don't pay much attention.
I think it's October when Teddy and Painter Boys, well, they shoot 2-3 bucks shot a piece. Just around the pond. One or two of these stock ponds. Just sit here and come in. They come in high, you know, out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're hard targets.
Yes, they are.
You have ducks around here?
Not many, but quite a few come in.
One year? Later.
I'll tell you, one year we had. Sound unreasonable to say this. I believe we had 10,000 ducks on 30 acres ahead of feet.
My goodness.
But at dark, they go back to the lake about a mile in.
Uh-huh.
Daylight, they was right back there and fill up and back. I'll tell you, the air was full of them.
Just clear your field, huh?
I mean, they just cleared it.
Uh-huh.
They haven't been since. And my neighbor was feeding some cattle, and his was that away. They stayed out in the lot, but he wouldn't let them shoot them among those cattle. He's afraid to stampede them, they'd break out. They'd send them off up there at the pond about a quarter from there and let them kill all of them.
Huh. Oh, we were talking about berries. Do people grow strawberries much here?
Yeah, quite a few. Just for family use. They don't grow them for market.
Do you have that vine here that will make your skin break out?
Poison oak.
Yes.
Well, you like that, huh?
No.
What happened? Did you break out?
Yes,
strap?
I did. I sure did. I broke out that one time, or just.
I don't remember ever getting that on me one time.
That stuff oozing out all over me. I had to go to the hospital and stay 3 days of that stuff.
When I was a kid, I had that, and I thought I'd clear it up with Clorox.
Yeah.
I took a paintbrush and I just painted Clorox on my stomach where it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it, but the brush got shorter and shorter and shorter. And I painted though. I just ate up all those bristles. I noticed it stung pretty sharp. But
the other edges, though, you don't notice the sting much.
Oh, what do we use for? What did we use?
I used everything, you know, that time I had it, but we had to take shots. They have a shot, but you can take 3 shots and we won't.
Thank goodness.
You won't be bothered for several years. I never have been bothered since the time I took them. But we used everything that time I had it. We used copper and Jim Wade's foot mess and everything would come along.
Good try.
But didn't do it no good.
What would you call a group of trees in the open country? Maybe you don't have those things here.
Well, we have mostly trees.
I grabbed one in the pasture over yonder.
Yeah.
A little grove, I believe they'd call that a grove.
Uh-huh.
Timber grove, they'd call that out in open back there.
Any special term for land where scrubby oak grows? Little short oak?
Well, I don't believe, but I have heard them say go up there and that little old oak flat, versus a oak flat or post oak runner. Some of them call them post oak runners. Flat woods. Mm-hmm. Heard that in Martin area.
And let's see, terms of relationship here now. Let's see, you would say that you are Mrs. Staples'
husband.
She is your
wife.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And Mr. Staples Sr. was your